This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Citizenship Act Amendment Bill tabled in the House of Representatives. Government arrears for fiscal year 2020-21 remains at 483.59 billion rupees. Election of Deputy Speaker of the House scheduled for 15th of July. And Sri Lanka's acting president tells military to do whatever necessary to restore order. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad tabled the Citizenship Act Amendment Bill in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday. The meeting also endorsed two bills that were originated in the National Assembly. The House meeting passed the bill to amend the Drug Act and the bill to amend the Security of the Health Workers and Health Organizations Act. Minister for Health and Population Bhawani Prasad Khapung presented the bills for their endorsement. Besides, the sessions agreed to send the Yogmaya Ayurveda University Bill 2020 to a respective committee for clause-wise deliberations. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudel tabled the bill in the meeting. The election for the vacant post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives is scheduled to be held on coming Friday, the 15th of July. In yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota instructed Secretary at the Federal Parliament Gopinath Yogi to publish the schedule of the election yesterday itself. The post of Deputy Speaker has been vacant for a long time. Visiting Foreign Department Chief of the Communist Party of China, CPC's Liu Jianchao, paid a courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari. The office of the president says the courtesy meeting was held at the office of the president, Sheetal Nivas. Foreign Department Chief Liu has been on a four-day official visit to Nepal since Sunday morning. He is leading an eight-member delegation. He paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba yesterday itself. The visiting Chinese leader also held meetings with various political leaders, including CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and major opposition party CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli, among others. Auditor General Tonkamani Sharma has submitted the annual report of the Office of the Auditor General to President Bidya Devi Bhandari amidst a program at Sheetal Nivas yesterday. The 59th annual report of the Auditor General stated that the total arrears in the country for the fiscal year 2020-21 was at 483.59 billion rupees. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad has directed authorities concerned to immediately arrange rescue, relief and residence for those rendered displaced due to landslide at Aruhat Rural Municipality 1 in Gorkha District. Home Minister Khad directed Home Administration, Ministry's Disaster Management Division, Chief District Officer of Gorkha Shankar Hari Acharya and district-based security agencies to arrange treatment to the landslide survivors. CDO Acharya said landslide had buried the home of locals including Bir Bahadur Gurung and the entire village was at risk with landslide taking place from both sides of the village. CDO Acharya shared that a team of Nepal police and armed police force had reached the landslide hit area on Wednesday evening to rescue the disaster survivors. The current government, led by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba, has completed its 1 year in office. The government was formed by the five-party coalition on the 13th of July 2021. The current government was formed after the Supreme Court order to resurrect the dissolved House of Representatives for the second time. Within the year, the government has successfully conducted the local level election and led an effective vaccination campaign against COVID-19. Commenting on the government's performance, Professor Lok Raj Baral claims that Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba-led government has provided political stability in the country. The Ministry of Health and Population recorded 206 new cases of coronavirus. The cases were confirmed while testing 3,175 samples. The ministry said with this, the number of active cases of coronavirus reached 1,005 in the country. Now some sports updates. Nepal beat Scotland in a triangular one-day series on the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League second. In the match played last night, Nepal defeated Scotland by 5 wickets. Nepal got triumph over Scotland for the first time. After winning toss at Titwood Cricket Stadium in Glasgow, Scotland, Nepal chose fielding and invited Scotland for batting. While batting, Scotland gathered total 144 runs on 42.5 overs at the loss of all wickets. Nepal chased the target easily on 25.1 overs at the loss of 5 wickets. Nepali batsman Asif Sheikh garnered highest run 71 to steer Nepal to victory. He made 1-6 and 10 fours, facing 62 throws. Likewise, Kushal Bhutel secured 27 runs, Dev Kanal 4 and Dipendra Singh Airy 3 and Arif Sheikh 1 runs for Nepal. Rohit Kumar Powdel was unbeaten on 34 runs. Nepali bowlers Sompal Kami and Mohammad Adil Alam took 3 wickets each. Captain Sandeep Lamichhani 2 wickets and Karan Kesi and Dipendra Singh Airy 1 each. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबु
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबु
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबु
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back after the short break. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Protesters stormed into the Sri Lankan Prime Minister's office yesterday. Meanwhile, Sri Lankan's Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has ordered the security forces to restore law and order. He was appointed by the acting president when President Gotabaya Rajapaksa fled to Maldives in a military jet. Angry protesters have then braced the security barrier to Prime Minister's office. Sri Lankan news agency Newswire says during the security personnel's responses to the protest, at least 30 protesters have been injured during demonstrations at the Prime Minister's office. Protesters who have been on receiving end of tear gas and water cannons fired by police and security forces throughout the day. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Israel at the start of a landmark regional tour which will include a controversial visit to Saudi Arabia. It is his first trip to the Middle East since taking office. U.S. President Biden will also meet the Palestinian president as well as Israeli and Saudi leaders. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the hilly region of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Citizenship Act Amendment Bill tabled in the House of Representatives. Government arrears for fiscal year 2020-21 remains at 483.59 billion rupees. Election of Deputy Speaker of the House scheduled for 15th of July. And Sri Lanka's acting president tells military to do whatever necessary to restore order. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.